very much. Okay, let's move on to 541.
Did you want to return to 535, the one we started first?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we skip something? You're right, we did. 535.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for construction of Southwest Stevenson and Southwest Hamilton Drainage and Road Shoulder Improvements BES Project E10131 for $560,000.
Mr. Fish and team.
Thank you, Mayor. We're joined today by Scott Gibson and Brandon Wilson from the Bureau of Environmental Services. This ordinance would authorize a contract for a project to convert roadside drainage ditches in Southwest Portland into vegetated swales. These ditches along Southwest Hamilton and Southwest Stevenson currently carry stormwater runoff directly to Fano Creek and Tryon Creek, respectively. The vegetated swales would filter some pollutants from stormwater to help protect water quality. As part of this project, the Portland Bureau of Transportation proposes to add 4-foot-wide paved shoulders next to the new swales. And I'm pleased to turn this over to Scott Gibson for a brief presentation.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Fish. Good morning, City Council, Mr. Mayor. With me today is Brandon Wilson. He's an engineer at the Bureau of Environmental Services. He's one of the engineers we've tasked with working closely with PBOT. And so it's our shared pleasure to bring this project to you today. It's a small project. $560,000 is our estimate for the contract, but it's an important one. And I'll turn it over to Brandon to give you a brief presentation.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So this project happens in two major collector streets in the Southwest Portland area, Southwest Stevenson, between 35th Avenue and Boone's Ferry. And the second portion is on Southwest Hamilton Street between 47th and 45th, also at 40th Avenue in the Bridal Mile neighborhood. As was mentioned before, this is a water quality project, and there is also a concern for safety. Several of the streets in this watershed are without curbs. They're just a roadside ditches. We're also proposing the proposed improvements to slow treat stormwater before it reaches the streams, improving water quality. Project goals and objectives. Essentially, this project has been recommended by our city process watershed management plan. We plan to improve 2,900 linear feet of roadside ditches to a more conventional swale type of design with check dams. This project also includes two conventional stormwater facilities, curb extensions. As Scott mentioned, we have been coordinating with PBOT as well. PBOT will be adding a 4-foot-wide paved shoulder. I'll also mention that the project received a large support from the neighborhood, from the neighbors, also with a specific interest from active transportation groups for the paved shoulder. The Neighborhood Association has also contacted Commissioner Novick's office and PBOT regarding the gaps, thank you, and the pedestrian connectivity that will not be addressed by this water quality project. The public involvement has been extensive for this project, including public mailings, meetings, as well as on-site meetings with individuals. And we've heard from the neighbors and from the community that a design featuring roadside swales with plants is preferred to perforated pipe covered with gravel. Impacts to vegetation. There are several proposed improvements that we have require some tree and shrub removal. And as I mentioned before, we had worked closely with our neighbors, providing more than a 6-month notice of the specific impacts to adjacent properties, excuse me, as well as many site visits, and in some cases have made design changes based on property owner input. So there were several trees that were removed as part of this project, and the mitigation planting includes 2,000 native trees in Ash Creek Natural Area. This is a pilot project. This is the first implemented of its kind. There are several projects that are planned with similar type of scope that will benefit from the lessons learned and design criteria established. And the last slide basically just talks about some of the next steps. Bids were due last Thursday. Confidence level is high. And purchasing agent will report back to council with lowest responsible bid. We expect to be in construction late July, potentially August. And the construction duration is approximately 5 months. And that concludes my presentation. Be happy to entertain any questions if you have any.
So the mitigation effort sounds impressive, 2,000 trees, right? So how did we arrive at that that level of mitigation? I'm not unhappy about it. I'm just trying to understand the math of
certainly
relatively modest project, 2,000 trees.
Right. Well, the calculation that they use has to do with the existing diameters of trees that we're removing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the 2,000 trees are seedlings, as far as I understand, just
right,
a lot smaller diameter. So it's through that calculation.
So that's an inch for inch mitigation or something in that neighborhood?
Exactly.
Okay.
It allows us to plant the smaller seedlings in the natural area, which we hope will be more successful.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you. Other questions?
So these two sites are several miles apart. Why did you choose to have one contract rather than two?
I believe that this was proposed in the original pre-design, and they're quite frankly happening sooner because of the high priority that was assessed through the pre-design.
That might be something to think about for future, since this is a pilot. If they were split, maybe some smaller companies might be able to bid on them and get experience that then they could bid on larger contracts. So just a thought for next time.
Certainly. Thank you.
It's a great question. I guess what I would ask you, Scott, because I hadn't thought of that, because it's a pilot, is there any benefit to having a single contractor do it for purposes of lesson learned, or could we get the same mileage and lessons learned by having two different contractors do the work?
That's a good question. I actually don't know what we would get in the different scenarios. We basically did identify these two streets because they were similar, and we thought that we needed to find a new solution for transportation in Southwest for mobility and stormwater. So we identified them additionally, and we do end up dealing with this issue of, as the project develops and the scope matures, starting an effort together and then figuring out how to balance the contracting opportunities. So I know I didn't answer your question. What I was getting at is that
I think the question on the table, and we're not going to resolve it today necessarily, but when does efficiency bump up against opportunity? And I can see that having a single contract might have some advantages in terms of efficiency, but does it undercut our companion goal of expanding opportunity? And I think it's a question worthy of a deeper look.
Mm-hmm. And it might, the two sites are somewhat different in terms of slope and topography and neighborhood association, so that might be a good thing to do for a pilot. The single contractor would be able to say, well, this worked here and this didn't work here. So I appreciate the thoughtful approach, and then maybe in the future.
And if I could just add one little thing, our engineer's estimate was 560. So we have the prime contractor development program, and we're always struggling with that threshold. Do we think it's going to be above that? Is it going to be below that? How do we bid it? Can we break these up into two smaller ones? And when we make these decisions, we have to make them relatively early. And so sometimes when it comes down to actually awarding the contract, we've got so much work in progress that we look to make the early decisions better in the future rather than try and break it up at the end.
A good project.
Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you both very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay, then it will proceed to second reading next week. Thank you very much.